You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. And welcome back to Women Sipping on Life. I'm so excited to have you here. Today, we're talking about this. Now what? A couple of days ago, I did an episode where we talked about once you turn the corner, and then I posed the question, now what? Like, once you turn that corner, my dear, now what? And if you've listened to the episode, you know exactly what not to do. And for those of you that have not yet listened to the episode, you can go listen to that. But really, the number one thing is do not stop. That's right. When you turn the corner, do not stop. It's not even a now what or what now. It's like, no matter what, you have to keep moving. So I want to circle back a little bit and talk about that particular day that really inspired the soul story that I shared on the program, and talking about really now that you've turned the corner and now what. Basically, that day, as I said, it was so stressful. I was stressed out to the max. And it had been a long time since I'd felt that kind of stress. And it was really more of a time crunch than anything else. But nonetheless, I had a bad attitude. And I think the only thing worse than having a bad attitude is actually knowing that you're in a bad attitude, knowing that you are negative and you don't even care. Seriously, I was in one of those moods where I was like, I don't even care right now that I am being negative and that I have a bad attitude. Seriously, I just allowed myself to feel it for a bit of time and then I got over it. But basically, I mean, we've all had those moments, right? I'm not the only one. Well, finally, I did care because I caught myself in my very aware, consciously aware moment of negativity. I caught myself wanting to start creating stories and consciously creating blame stories on the person that sent me the email or the person that sent me the text or the person that was driving in front of me, the person that was driving behind me, the person I was going to the meeting with. Like, honestly, it was one of those really... It was pretty, thank God it's a rare occasion, but I like wanted to go right into the storytelling mode and telling all these stories about why I was upset, why I was having a tough day, why this, why that, and really begin to create a dramatic tale. Now, I knew instantly because I am committed to truth. I said, Shannon, is that really what's going on here? And I was like, no, that's not really what's going on here. And so I had to really identify where was the initial stressor that came in, where was the initial deceptive thought that came in that wanted me to start kind of running with this whole storytelling thing. And I realized it was a moment when I had read something that I thought said one thing, but it actually said another thing, but I had already reacted to the thing I thought it was saying. And that kind of left a residual emotional imprint in my attitude, on my attitude, in my heart, on my heart, whatever you want to say, but it was there. And I went back and I said, wow, isn't it interesting? All this started to spiral because I reacted to something I thought was happening, and it wasn't even happening. So, my dear, my question to you is, has this happened to you? Is this currently happening to you? And are you aware of it? And if you're not aware of it, it's time to become intentionally, consciously aware of this, because we as humans do it all the time. So the first thing you must do is identify if you're doing it. Be consciously aware enough to actually identify when you're doing this. And then number two, be aware, not only aware, then aware of your choices. And we all have a choice in that moment to say, we're going to continue down that road, continue down that rabbit trail, continue down that stressful path, or we can take a turn. We can make a turn. We can turn the corner. But then when you turn the corner, my dear, now what? What do you do? Are you going to continue telling the story? Or are you going to let it go, leave it on the other path, and continue straight ahead into the life that you desire? Not pulling over, not stopping, but continuing to move ahead. That is the key, my dear. Identifying if and when you're doing it, make a choice, and then actually go all in when you turn. All in. And then you get to make another choice. And that's the beauty of all of the choices that we make. We make a choice, and then we have the opportunity to make another choice. And if we continue to make choices upon a foundational deceptive thought, meaning it's not the truth, my dear, and all of a sudden you're running and you're running yourself ragged because you're spinning your wheels, or you're absolutely spinning plates and you're trying to keep everything afloat, or that's bottom line, you're out there in the middle of the ocean and you feel like you're drowning. I know, been there, done that. But it is time to make a choice. It's time to make a directional change. And when you do, asking yourself, now what? And in fact, always good to even ask yourself before you make the turn, now what? And you make a decision. I'm going to keep going, not down this rabbit trail. I'm taking another turn. I'm taking a different direction, and make that course correction. And when you do, I will tell you, it will open up so much more new possibility for you. It'll open up time. It'll open up space. It'll open up your heart to what is to come and what it is that you are creating. So it's not only now what. I want you to think about what now. What are you going to do right here in the now, my dear, to make a decision that will change the course of the direction that you're going? And you can continue on that journey, creating the life that you love and creating the life's work that you love. So please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage yourself. And today's Sacred Soul Step is this. Where are you playing the blame game? Where are you trying to blame someone else or something else, some circumstance or some person for your current circumstance? And number two, are you willing today to make a change? Only you can answer this for yourself, but when you identify it and you're able to make a choice and you're able to say, all right, now what and what now, it can change the course of your life, my dear. I sure hope this helps you. I would love to hear from you. Please come over to womensippingonlife.com and let me know how you're doing. Leave a comment, leave a question. I absolutely would love to hear from you. Thank you so much for being here. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.